Why did you write this book?
So the News Observer and the family that owned it for more than 100 years, the Daniels family, had a huge impact on North Carolina. In fact, Jim Hunt, the four-term former governor, said that of all the major influences on the state, he would rate the University of North Carolina as the first most influential because it sent educated people into every community. But then secondly, he said the News Observer, and partly because it was a liberal to moderate paper, depending what era, and it helped move the state forward to a time when there was a lot of very conservative thought. So I'd worked there for years. There had not been a really good book about the history of the paper. Editors were not only newspaper people, but they were very influential nationally in politics. So Josephus Daniels, who was one of the founders of the paper, was a leading political activist strategist for several of the leading figures of the late 1890s and early 20th century, people like William Jennings Bryan and Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt, who was Daniels' deputy as Secretary of Navy. And then Jonathan, his son, who became editor, was also a very influential figure, wrote best-selling books. He was press secretary and an aide to Franklin Roosevelt and to Harry Truman. And then even after that, the family members were very influential. They helped set the tone for the state, not only politically, but also, you know, culturally and things like sports coverage and so forth. It was never a beloved paper. It was often called the nuisance and disturber by its critics, and there are many of them. It was a liberal paper that circulated in a basically conservative leaning area, and so it was never popular. But it has a real watchdog effect. It watched over and investigated many politicians, most of them Democrats, in public office, and it looked into the shenanigans of labor union leaders, and it watchdogged some of the major sports programs that, which were very controversial, had some of its investigations at both Carolina and at NC State, and so it played a powerful influence in North Carolina, according to a lot of people. And so I thought it was a fascinating history, and I knew some of it having worked there for a while. But I thought it deserved a really important look. Now, you know, paper was sometimes good and sometimes it was lousy. And it was, in fact, a very racist paper back in the 1890s when it led the white supremacy campaigns and helped gin up racial unrest that led to the Wilmington Massacre in 1898. But by the 1930s, it had swung around and become among the more progressive papers in the South, as the editorship changed from Josephus Daniels to his son Jonathan Daniels. And by 1953, Jesse Helms, the leading segregationist, was calling News Observer accused the News Observer of having, quote, sold out the South for several generations. So its whole image had turned around. So it's a fascinating story. It's a story not only of Raleigh and a powerful newspaper, and it went, which circulated throughout Eastern North Carolina and half the state, really. But it also, the figures, some of them were national figures and helped shape national politics as well.
To that end, you mentioned the relationship that the Daniels families had with so many national politicians. How did they settle on Raleigh and the News and Observer to publish this newspaper?
So the Daniels family was from Eastern North Carolina, and Josephus Daniels, he didn't start the paper. He bought it in 1894 and then stayed in the family for 101 years until it was sold to the McClatchy chain in 1996. He was a North Carolina, the Daniels family was North Carolinians. They were very much wanted to be an influence in the state capital. And it was a North Carolina family. And so it was natural that they would want to be in the state capitol.
Can you just talk to the News and Observer and just all the papers today and the impact that they may have or may not have compared to what they had in the past, and maybe just kind of the state of journalism from a newspaper perspective?
So in almost every community in the country, and that includes Raleigh, newspapers have been in a steep decline, and they've been losing circulation, and they're much smaller, and they've jacked up the cost and everything. They've been in decline really most of since really 2008, 2009, I think was when the decline really went sharp. And of course, the problem was that this was a technology that was born in the newspapers I'm talking about, you know, where you print a paper and put it on people's doorsteps. This was a industrial age technology, and it really had a hard time competing in the information age that came. You know, we had a tremendous technology boom in this century with and so that advertising drifted away from newspapers, which were, you know, general interest newspapers, and to going online to various Facebook and all sorts of other online type of technology, and where you could actually target your audience. And so newspapers and also magazines too, the print media has really struggled financially, mainly because it lost a tremendous amount of revenue. Most of the revenue for newspapers did not come from newspaper subscriptions. Most of it came from advertising, the vast majority of it. And when a lot of the advertising revenue dried up, it just was very damaged papers. So the News Observer went from, in I think around 2006, it had something like 260 journalists. Today, I think it has something in the neighborhood of 60 journalists. And so it has really affected the ability of the News Observer to be a watchdog in the community and provide the kind of coverage that it once did. And that's what's true of the News Observer is also true of most newspapers all across the country. This is a national phenomenon. This is not just Raleigh.
Rob, where can our listeners go to find your book if they want to purchase it and read all about the history of the News and Observer?
Well, so there's you could any number of places. You can. We just had a book launch at Quail Ridge Books on Tuesday, and you could certainly buy it there. But you could go online and buy it at Amazon or whatever your favorite internet place to buy a book. It's widely available now this week, and so it's very, very easy for anybody to purchase.
Rob Christensen, who just wrote the book, Southern News, Southern Politics, How a Newspaper Defined a State for a Century, which is the history of the News and Observer. Rob, really appreciate the time and the perspective today. Hope we get a chance to visit again soon.
Well, good. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. Have a good day.